After graduating from Wautoma High School, Catherine Jashinsky moved to Texas and joined the Army National Guard in 2002 to help pay her college tuition at the University of Texas in Austin. She'd never heard of conscientious objection, and she had no doubts about her willingness to fight in the Middle East. She says she'd been brought up to believe that fighting and even killing for one's country was a noble thing to do.
I was prepared to fight at that time. I thought, you know, war was just something that happened in life, and I was volunteering for that possible service. I was okay with it back then.
But after a lot of reading and overseas travel and one important conversation with a friend about the choice she was making to fight, she eventually decided she couldn't pick up a weapon again.
It really was a choice that I had and that everyone has to make. And, you know, if everyone chose not to go, then there wouldn't be a war. And that really had a profound effect on me. And I guess that conversation really helped my decision to apply for a discharge.
Jashinsky applied for discharge as a conscientious objector in June of last year, just after her unit was tapped to get ready for deployment to Afghanistan.
You know, I really struggled with what I should do at that time, you know, whether I should stay in and just, you know, finish a tour and then apply later. But ultimately, I just realized that my beliefs couldn't wait that long. And since I, you know, felt the way I did at the time, I had to do something about it then.
Last month, the Army rejected her request, saying the only reason she wanted a discharge was to avoid deployment. But Jashinsky says she's not just opposed to fighting. She opposes the military itself. That's why she dropped out of school when she asked for a discharge. She says she doesn't want to benefit from the tuition aid she was getting from the National Guard.
I really didn't want to accept any money from a system that supports war.
2 weeks ago, a federal judge rejected Jashinsky's request to stay in the U.S. while she appeals the Army's refusal to discharge her as a CO. In his decision, District Judge Orlando Garcia said the interests of one soldier don't outweigh the interests of an entire country. A military prosecutor, Captain Rebecca Ausbrung, told the judge if Jashinsky were to win her case, it would open the floodgates to other soldiers to challenge their deployments. For her part, Jashinsky says she's dedicating her life to nonviolence and urging other soldiers and potential recruits to follow her example.
Like to tell them not to be afraid and to really expect a lot of, you know, personal peace and relief. They just follow their beliefs.
Next Wednesday, the federal judge in San Antonio is expected to rule on Jashinsky's discharge from the military as a pacifist. But she plans to refuse an order to deploy to Afghanistan on Tuesday. She says she's ready to serve jail time if she's court-martialed. She says her family has tried to convince her to stay in the military and will not publicly support her actions. But Jashinsky does have strong support from several Gulf War and Iraq War veterans who won conscientious objector status after changing their moral beliefs once they'd served in combat. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.